the issues of abuse continue to be front and center in the NFL. And just a few days ago, Charles Barkley defended Adrian Peterson, who is now no longer allowed to play with his team until his child abuse case is resolved. And the argument that Barkley advanced in a pretty thoughtful fashion was that it is part of a lot of people's culture, particularly among African-American families from the South, to have physical discipline in the home. Joining us live this morning, Stacy Patton, a senior reporter from the Chronicle of Higher Education and the author of That Mean Old Yesterday. Stacy, is Barkley right? Is that part of a lot of people's culture?
Yes, it is. He is right. I want to say, though, that corporal punishment against children is not something that African Americans hold a monopoly on. 90% of Americans believe in some type of corporal punishment or have used corporal punishment against their children. So it's something that crosses race, ethnicity, geography, socioeconomic classes as well. But there's a different kind of cultural specificity to the problem within African-American culture. I think we have a much louder celebration of the practice. We tend to defend it fervently. And the impact of our use on our children when it comes to our interactions with the criminal justice system and the foster care system is different than with other cultures.
As it relates to the Peterson case, though, it seems that the discussion, it takes it out of the realm of corporal punishment and spanking, because Peterson's case seems to go beyond that, yet it's still being defended.
Yes, because I think within African-American culture, we don't even have a working definition of what abuse is versus spanking. So if you look at the police report on the Peterson case and look at police reports around the country, and if you walk into the county office, prosecutor's offices and look at child abuse cases, you'll see some of the same themes emerge. You'll see situations where children have been stripped naked, whipped with belts, switches, extension cords, shoes, and other objects. And you listen to the voices of the parents who justify it, they don't see it as abuse. They really don't see it that way. They use terms like, I just gave him a good whooping. I had to do this to train the child. And these are young children, 4 years old, 2 years old. And there's really a lack of understanding among parents about developmental behaviors in children. And so they really think that they're disciplining their children to teach them and to protect them and out of love.
It is a different world today than it was 20 or 30 years ago. But a lot of people feel like, hey, that's the way I was brought up and I turned out okay.
Well, they really didn't turn out okay. The fact that people say they can look back on their childhood and look at those incidents where somebody was doing harm to their bodies and say, that was good for me. It made me the man or the woman that I am, that it kept me out of prison. And they can't actually remember the fear, the pain, and the trauma is actually evidence of brain damage. I mean, there's all kind of scientific research out there that has looked at the impact that hitting has on the structural architecture of the brain. And so those parts of the brain that help us remember things correctly gets altered. So you have people who've grown up, they can't remember the trauma, and all they do is hold on to the justifications for having been hit. But also with African Americans, they are dishonest when they say they've turned out fine, because they don't want to be disrespectful to our culture, to our mothers and grandmothers and other relatives who reared us this way.
So does there need to be a sea change? And if so, how does that happen?
Oh, definitely. I think we're seeing the sea change right now. I mean, when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, as a child who was in a home where I was whipped with switches and belts and extension cords, and I ended up in the foster care system because of it, the conversation that I heard in church, in hair salons, through black comedy, all this whole cultural universe, there was a very dysfunctional and unhealthy conversation. I rarely heard voices come out in opposition to this type of behavior. If anything, people would say, oh, not beating your kid is a white thing. It's sort of a cultural badge of honor to beat your kid and to say, oh, we are raising children who don't talk back to their parents and act out in public like white children do. So that was the conversation then. I see a lot of progress in what's happening now because we're having the conversation. I thank Charles Barkley for being honest. as flawed as his reasoning is, it's an honest dialogue, and more people are raising their voices to say, this is wrong. So we're witnessing that sea change right now.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of interesting discussions now. Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Stacey Patton, senior reporter from the Chronicle of Higher Education and author of That Mean Old Yesterday.